With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. I was on vacation in Michigan, and I was amazed to see no bottles or cans littering the sides of roads or in the lake, river, and wetlands where I went kayaking and sailing. This struck me because it was in contrast to Maryland. Everywhere I go in my home state, I see cans and bottles strewn at bus stops, floating in farm ditches on the rural eastern shore, even trashing the beaches and marshlands of the most remote islands in the Chesapeake Bay. Why is Maryland so much trashier than Michigan? The Great Lakes have much less garbage floating in them than the Chesapeake Bay we claim to love. And that is because Michigan residents recycle 95% of the cans and bottles they use, almost four times the rate that we here in Maryland recycle. The reason for this stark difference is that Michigan, back in 1977, passed a law that requires a 10-cent deposit for the purchase of each beverage container, creating a financial incentive for average folks everywhere to pick up and recycle trash. Nine other states have implemented 5-cent refundable deposits, and they all recycle 60% or more of their cans and bottles, twice Maryland's rate. Year after year, cleanup advocates in Maryland propose similar bottle bills, but they are inevitably killed in committee by the state General Assembly. The most recent failed legislation had a hearing in January.
Senate Bill 367, Senator Ferguson.
When Senator Bill Ferguson, a Democrat from Baltimore, proposed a 5-cent fee on cans and bottles that people could recover by returning their containers to reverse vending machines or recycling centers.
We have a problem. We have a problem in the state of Maryland with recycling bottles and beverage containers. Every year, a minimum or at least 4.8 billion, that's with a B, billion beverage containers are sold into the state of Maryland. What we know to be a fact, though, only 25% of those beverage containers actually make their way back into being recycled or reused. That means we have about 3.6 billion beverage containers in the state of Maryland every year that find themselves either in landfills, in incinerators, or on our roadways and in our waterways.
Predictably, lobbyists for the soda and liquor industries and store owners testified against the fee, arguing it might hurt business. But far more damaging politically every year is that county recycling programs testify against the bottle bill because it would reduce their revenue streams by creating a form of competition. Local governments don't want to lose even a small portion of the money they bring in by reselling aluminum and glass collected through their curbside recycling programs. Charles Reichert, Baltimore County's recycling manager, joined the powerful Maryland Association of Counties in testifying against Senator Ferguson's bottle bill.
Enactment of this bill would undermine Baltimore County's single-stream program and facility from a fiscal perspective. Approximately 33% of our total revenue for recycling revenue would be threatened by this bill.
This opposition came despite a University of Maryland study that suggested a 5-cent deposit would dramatically boost recycling rates in the state and significantly reduce litter. In other words, the existing environmental programs, which have a vested interest in the status quo, are more concerned about their own income than the common good. This is the problem that really needs to be cleaned up. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project. Sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.
Girl, why not take out the trash and